This is the news according to me? Show number 2, December 28th, the afternoon edition. If it's afternoon where you are. If you're, see, we have some listeners in Romania, in Ireland. Where else do we see it? All over the place. Thanks for listening. Thanks for joining us here today. Listening to my opinions about the news, because this is the news, according to me. Appreciate those of you who are subscribing. Appreciate those of you who are listening. Whether you agree with me or not, just appreciate the ongoing discussion, whatever we have. So it's been an interesting weekend, an interesting start of the week. This is show number 2. Tomorrow morning's show, I don't know if we're going to be live or not. I don't think we're going to be live. At 9:30, we will be recording the show, 9:30 Eastern Standard Time. And I believe that at that point, we have a special guest here, be doing our thing. I think it'll be a little bit after 9:30 by the time we actually get plugged in and going. But that's the point where we're supposed to be recording the show tomorrow. And it should be kind of exciting. I don't know if it's, like I said, I don't know if it's going to be live or not. But if it is, you'll know all about it. But it probably won't be. So you probably see the show come out about 10 o'clock, maybe a little bit after, because it's probably going to be kind of a long show tomorrow morning. But hopefully we'll get it published before noon if we don't have it live. So, yeah. That's my plan. Anyway, in the news, let's talk about what's in the news. I guess this show is making news because we're going to be on tomorrow. Really, that's the only news there is. So thanks for the show, and I guess that's what we're going to have for now, and we'll see you later. No, I'm kidding. what was that? Oh, somebody's clapping about that whole thing. So yeah, first of all.
Good morning.
Oh, good morning.
Sunday morning.
Oh yeah, Sunday morning. Yeah, that's your buddy and mine. Speaker of the House right there. Kind of serious mental issue. We are looking at some headlines. I'm looking at some headlines here, and not so sure I understand what's going on in the world here today. I was listening to some conspiracy theory ideas. I thought this was kind of entertaining, but it does cause me to be concerned at some point as well. The Nashville bombing. I'm hearing people say that they're floating this idea around that missiles came in and exploded. There's also some people saying that they're watching the video footage and it looks like the explosion didn't happen at where the RV is. It happened someplace else. It happened across the street and down the street. And that the, these are people who don't understand how video works. And what was happening with the video itself and what was happening with their ability to see what was exploding and why it was exploding and where the fire was and why the fire was there. And, oh my goodness, missiles. Yeah, missiles. They shot missiles into this place. That's because, you know, just making an RV bomb would be too complicated. It'd be too complicated of an event. I guess they don't understand what a lens flare is. This is the kind of stuff that happened after 9/11. I saw some really wacko ideas. Now there's some plausible theories on some things, but I don't mean to discredit those, but just toss those out. But there definitely were some really wacky ideas after 9/11. People saying things. I mean they go way out there, and that's what's happening now with this whole thing down in Nashville. I still have not found out whether or not that area of AT&T had anything to do with vote counting or anything that was going on there, and why would they be putting the Dominion machines in Nashville, Tennessee? I don't know. I don't want to be. I don't want to be that guy that just dismisses everything like that, but I also don't want to be that guy that just starts promoting all this stuff either. I'm pretty skeptical of all that kind of stuff. So we've got that going on. Now, Mr. Giuliani had been saying that after Christmas, this stuff was all going to really, the evidence is really going to come out and be pretty heavy. I have, over the weekend, I did see some reports and read some articles that were very valid in terms of the voter fraud that's out there. And I know that the more this stuff starts to soak in and starts to get passed back to representatives, which is what we need to do. The credible stuff that's out there, not just the hearsay or the possibilities, or we think that they did this, or this is what they did, and even though it's all speculation, we need to have the actual data. And I'll tell you what, the mathematical data that's out there right now, credible stuff, the impossibilities of this election being what it turned out to be, there's no doubt. And it is, at this point, in my opinion, this is, I don't even care whether you're a Trump supporter or not. This has gone beyond Trump. This has gone beyond Trump. And what it means is, if the truth is known that your guy loses, that's too bad. I feel, if it was my guy and he was going to lose, but I can understand. I get it. I understand why that's heartbreaking. But let's face it, for the sake of the country, and maybe you don't care about the country, maybe you're an enemy of the country, you need to take a step back and ask yourself that. If you don't care about what happened in this election, that only that your guy won and you don't care how it had to happen, that the end justifies the means, then guess what? You are a part of what's wrong with this whole situation. I'm not kidding. You need to take a little bit of, do a little bit of navel gazing. Do a little bit of self-awareness, maybe. Honesty with yourself. About whether or not that's really the right thing to do. I'm just about incensed with some of the things. And here's the deal with me. I think I've said this before. I'm going to say it again. It's not so much that I'm mad about the fraud. I get that there's going to be people doing things, mischievous shenanigans. Okay, I even hate to say that word because it's criminal stuff. It's more than shenanigans. I get that there's going to be people who do those kinds of things, that they happen to get 5 mail-in ballots or absentee ballots at their house and they don't know who those people are, but they go ahead and fill them out and send them in anyway because they feel so strongly about this person that they hate, or they're so strongly about this person that they like, maybe. So they fill them out anyway. And there's all this little mischief that goes on out there. I get that. But there's some big stuff that happened. There's big stuff that happened. The anomalies that happened couldn't have happened any other way than to have a centralized system, systemic issue. And what makes me mad is not so much that it happened, but that no one is going after it that could change, that could actually make a change in what's going on. In other words, state representatives, governors, legislatures, judges, worthless. They're all worthless in this process. Very few of them are standing up for this, what happened here today, this year, this election. Now, I don't know what's going on. I don't know what the big plan is. I have the feeling, and I was just talking to a friend of mine today about this, but I have a friend that it's one of those things where, I think that maybe this is going to get to the point where even President Trump is going to give up on this. And somehow God is going to intervene, step in, and it's going to be undoubtable that it was God's hand that changed the outcome of this election, or that set justice, I should say, reveals the true, just, outcome of this election. So that's my theory on that particular subject. Once again, we'll see what's going to happen here coming up on March 6th. I have the feeling it's going to come down to that, and there's going to be something happening. I'm hearing that Pence is in the news again. I need to do some research because there's some articles that just came out about an hour ago. I haven't had a chance to look at them. All about Pence being sued or getting sued or sued. There's some kind of a lawsuit that it's going to enable him to be able to switch the votes, or that's going to keep him from switching the votes. I haven't figured that out yet because I haven't had a chance to read the article. All I saw was a headline, and you can't trust headlines because they'll throw some kind of clickbait out there to get people to read the article, and then it has nothing to do with, you know, on page 3 of the article, they'll actually talk about what's really happening. They like to do that whole thing where they do the large font on the first line of an article so that people will see that, and they just assume. They're word craftsmen. They spin the words. They do what they can. So, yeah, see what happens with all this stuff. And still haven't heard any more about what Mitch is up to. Mitch McConnell, what kind of cards he's going to play on the 6th as well. So that'll be an interesting deal. Tomorrow's show, once again, this is just going to be a short show today, this afternoon. Tomorrow's show will be a fairly long one, might be as much as an hour long. So, you know, get some donuts and get some coffee. Sit back, relax, enjoy the show. I would say we should have it out probably about, I would think it should be online by 11 o'clock. So those of you who are waiting for it. And 11 o'clock Eastern time. That's, what is that, about 6, that's 11, see, 12, that's it's about 1600, it's about 4 o'clock in the afternoon, Greenwich time, something like that. So somewhere around there, if you're over in Europe. So it'll be a late afternoon show for you. The only other thing I want to say is hope you have a happy new year. I hope that this year has been a good year for you, even in spite of all the other things that have happened. You know, some people have had a very good year this year. Their businesses have done well in the midst of all this because of the particular type of business they're in. So I hope that you've had a good year. I hope that next year is a better year for everybody. And thanks for subscribing. Thanks for listening. Thanks for putting up with my opinions. And any kind of feedback you can give me, any kind of way you can respond, I'll probably post this on the Facebook page, The News According to Me, Facebook.com/The News According to Me. And that's about all there is to that. So, once again, hang in there. There's better days ahead, I'm sure. Gotta be. Someplace out there, there's gotta be some better days. Someplace. We'll find them. Because we're all in this together. Make sure you wear your mask and your gloves and your helmet and your bubble wrap. That would be good. Goodbye, everybody.